Okay, today I am showing you why women will oftentimes fall in love with men who are emotionally unavailable. And I'm going to kind of take this at a lot of different angles so that way you can actually understand this. And I want to start off this video with a story. Hey guys, real quick too, I also made you a gift. The link is in the description. You can check it out once today's video is over. So a friend of mine who I've known for a long time, he was seeing this girl and they slept together. And then after they slept together, she didn't want to see him anymore, or she didn't want to continue to go out on dates, or she didn't want the relationship to potentially go anywhere. So they literally just slept together once, and she really wanted to sleep with him, and then it was over. And I'm going to explain to you how that unfolded and then why it happened that way. So here's how it unfolded. So it took about a couple months of them not even seeing each other, but them just being associated together in the same friend group. And what happened was the guy that I know, okay, he was not pursuing her at all. So every time they would go out or every time they would meet up in a friend group, he was not initiating contact. He was not initiating conversation. He was not trying to flirt with her. So naturally, him withholding that attention signaled to her that this is probably a super high value guy who may be pre-selected and maybe has options, which is why he's not giving any attention, which made her pine for that attention even more. Well, what happened is the woman actually asked him to go home together. So over the course of weeks or months, he could tell that her interest was rising. And then here's what happened. They went home and slept together. Well, here's where things get interesting. The first thing we have to address and we have to talk about is congruence and identity. So the whole thing that a woman looks for oftentimes is identity, meaning the man is who he says that he is, and that stems into congruence, meaning he is how he is, he talks the way he talks, he says the things that he says, and he doesn't deviate from that, meaning nothing can bend or break him, nothing can change him. Here's where things get interesting. The woman who slept with that guy over the span of a couple months, he didn't pursue her at all. Well, then after they slept together, he started to initiate contact or ask to, you know, go out on a date or something like that, meaning there was some sort of initiating contact. And because of that, now he was pursuing her, or he wanted to see her again. Now, even though he was not being needy, even though he wasn't overtly showing high interest, even though he was not, you know, text messaging over and over and double texting and pursuing very hard, it was just a few texts. The problem with that is it went against his identity, meaning instantly when he started to now pursue, that signaled to her that there is now incongruence, meaning for months he didn't talk to her very much. Then they slept together. Now all of a sudden he's initiating contact. The problem with that is it goes against everything that she thought he was, which means that let's say she slept with a guy under a different circumstance where he was actually pursuing her and then they slept together and then he kept pursuing her afterwards. There's a very high chance that she would have not pulled away because that is congruent with who he is. The second that you signal any sort of incongruence to a woman is the second that she pulls back. So here's what I can tell you. I titled this video, Why Women Fall in Love with Emotionally Unavailable Men, for a reason, and I'm going to explain. So these words that I use, like identity and congruence, I wholeheartedly believe a man can only internalize these things when he is following his God-given purpose. Okay, that's why I always will refer to the story of Adam and Eve, where God told Adam to tend to the garden. Okay, as a man, your purpose, your God-given purpose, your identity, this is something you do day in and day out. So your emotional availability as a man is always 100% of the time between you and your God-given purpose. That's it.
You see, when guys are dating and they do things like not give the woman a lot of attention, oftentimes they do this on the surface level because they think that it's good game, when in actuality, a real man is not giving her a lot of attention because he's spending that time just tending to his own garden.
That is the only way a woman will oftentimes sense that she should stay. And here's what I mean. Every man on planet Earth, I don't care if you're the bad boy, I don't care if you're the rebel, I don't care if you are the guy who's socially popular, I don't care if you're the guy who is able to sleep with a different girl every single weekend. There will come a point where you run across a girl who you really like. And then when you run across a girl who you really like, if you are not dialed in on who you are as a man, your God-given purpose, congruence, doing what you do, acting how you should act, here's what's going to happen. You're going to sleep with her, or you guys are going to start to see each other a couple times, and you're going to change. And the problem is instead of being you, congruence as a man, identity as a man, knowing who you are as a man, what's going to happen is you're going to start to put the frame in front of her that you think that she will want in order to continue to sleep with her, or in order to continue to keep getting dates with her, and she can sense that so fast. That right there, when that happens, is where you fuck up. So what a woman needs to see is that you are so dialed in with who you are, you are so dialed in with how you act, you are so dialed in with your mannerisms, you are so dialed in with your purpose. She needs to know that day and night, whether she is there or not, whether she gets that call from you or not, whether you call her or not, whether she gets that text message from you or not, whether you get that text message from her or not, she needs to know and she needs to see that day and night, you are who you say you are, and nothing can change that. Okay? So here's what I mean. A man who's dialed in, okay, let's just use the saying, tending to the garden. Every single day, you're a man who is masculine. Your relationship is between you and your God-given purpose, you and God. You feel as if you have value and you are put here on earth for a reason. All you do is that work. All you do is you are centered on that. You know who you are. You know why you're here. That is a man. That is a man who can actually lead. That is a man who can actually lead a woman. There's been many times in my life where I have not been centered on that even. Okay, so what you have to know is nobody's perfect. The journey of masculinity as a man is constantly ever evolving. What a woman sees is she sees this. She goes, okay, he's indifferent to my beauty. He's emotionally unavailable because his entire emotional availability is between him and his God-given purpose. Whether I text him or not, he acts the same. Whether I'm there on that date or not, he acts the same and he does the same things. Whether he has a date or a relationship with me, he is the same man, and this is not going to emotionally affect him at all. He constantly stays his path. He constantly stays his purpose. He knows who he says he is. That right there is now congruence. So you have to understand that when it comes to game and when it comes to how you interact with women, the problem that men oftentimes will run into is they put the frame in front of the woman for that situation or that circumstance that they think will lead to the best outcome. And that right there is where the fuck up happens. That right there is where the woman sees that the man is bendable or flexible in his identity and he doesn't know himself. So let's kind of come full circle with this and let's see how this all comes together. Congruence means you know who you say you are. Congruence means you are who you say you are. Okay, congruence means that no matter what, you are congruent with your behavior all the way through. That's very important. When you have congruence, you now have identity. Where does your identity come from? You do not get to create your identity. Your identity is built and found through your God-given purpose. And see, that's the problem too. When you don't know that purpose, when you don't have that direction, when you don't have that relationship as a man, spiritually or with your higher self, the problem is you're constantly changing paths. The problem is that you don't know what you're doing. And there's not a single man on earth that can tell you what you should do. That is found and that is built internally. So when you see women and then you're putting a different frame in front of them, or you're trying to apply game and you're constantly trying to refine that game to put in front of them what you think that they want or what will yield the best outcome, a woman can sense that. And even if you guys end up sleeping together, she will eventually see that you are acting away and doing things outside of character, which she is going to see means that you are now incongruent with your past behavior. And if your behavior last week is different from your behavior this week, she's going to sense that incongruence like that. So to come full circle with this, congruence means you are congruent with your behavior 24/7. Now, that is only found when you have a fixed identity, meaning you know who you say you are, and you don't bend, you don't break, you don't waver. Every day you wake up, you tend to the garden. It doesn't matter if you have a 10 out of 10 Victoria's Secret model in front of you. It doesn't matter if you have your girlfriend in front of you. It doesn't matter if you have the prettiest runway model in front of you. You are who you say you are. you are indifferent to her beauty. As soon as you become indifferent to her beauty, and as soon as you're congruent with your identity, that's all it takes for her to go, oh, he's a bad boy. Oh, what an asshole. You don't actually have to do anything special. It takes a few subtle tweaks in how you live. It takes a few subtle tweaks. That's it. And it is so uncommon today for a man to know himself that as soon as you know yourself, you're instantly labeled an asshole. As soon as you know yourself, you're instantly labeled a guy with an edge. As soon as you know yourself, you're instantly labeled a guy who has something to say, or, you know, he's different, or what is it about him, or he's a social, you know, he's socially rebellious, or he takes risks and just does what he wants. And the funny thing about it is you're not even doing anything wild. You're literally being who you want to be. So this is why women fall in love with men who are emotionally unavailable, because your emotional availability is only between you and God. Your emotional availability is only between you and your God-given purpose, and you tend to that garden and you stay that path 24/7. Now, what's going to happen when a woman sees that you are like this? Let me explain. When a woman sees that you are like this, she is going to try to see in every way, shape, and form if she can get you to bend and if she can get you to break, and this is in her nature. Okay? Whether you believe in the story or not is completely irrelevant, because the story has so many analogies. You tend to the garden, and she's going to say, eat from the fruit with me. Just do this. It'll feel good. Do it. Come on. And here's how this actually manifests in real life. How this manifests in real life is either her using her seduction and sex appeal to try to get you to do something that you shouldn't, or that goes against your identity and your own congruence. Or it can be something as simple as trying to make you emotionally volatile. And that emotional volatility comes out in a specific way. You guys are seeing each other for days, weeks, or months, and everything goes good. And then she wakes up and she says, I'm just not going to text message him for 2 days and see what he does. And then she wakes up one day and she goes, I'm just going to start an argument today just to see what he does. And then she wakes up and she goes, you know what? We've slept together for every week for the past 2 months. This week, I'm going to just act disinterested, show him no affection, and show him no intimacy just to see what he does. As soon as you change, as soon as you get reactive, as soon as you stop following your day-to-day habits, your God-given purpose, why you are here, as soon as she sees she can get to you, as soon as she sees she can get you to change paths, you've now broken the one relationship, and you've now broken the one level of emotional availability that you should have, and that is between you and your purpose, you and your higher self. Her whole goal is to see if she can get you to break that. Now, if she can't get you to break that, when you say no, or when you don't let it affect you, what she's going to do is she's going to cry about it, fight about it, scream about it, holler about it, and say, why are you like this? She's going to try to get you to backpedal. Now, when you say, no, this is the way I am, no, this is how I am, no, this is how I need to be, no, this is why I am like this, no, I am like this for a reason, and you stick to that, she's mad for 30 minutes, she's mad for an hour, she's mad for maybe a couple hours, she's mad for a day, and then she comes back to you because you're the only one who's strong, and then she comes back to you because you're the only one who actually has direction. So leading a woman is not just leading a woman on a date. Leading a woman is not just, you know, saying this is where we're going to go eat and this is the time. Leading a woman means that you lead yourself. And because you lead yourself, she now can follow you because you have a direction and a path in life for where you're going. Every single time as a man that you're leading yourself, she now has somewhere to follow. So the leader is not asking the follower, saying, hey, where do you think we should go? Or, you know, I'm going to lead in the direction that I think will yield the best outcome for you. No, the leader's just going. So you need to lead your own life with or without her 24/7. That's it. And when you do that, she respects you, she trusts your judgment, and she wants to consistently stay with you. So to come full circle one more time, why women fall in love with emotionally unavailable men, this has nothing to do with you just being the bad boy who sleeps with them and then you're emotionally unavailable and you're not looking to build commitment. That's like surface level. That's like layer one. Layer two is a better reason why you do the things you do. And it's not out of spite. It's not out of being malicious. It's not out of being evil. It's not out of doing things wrong. It's out of doing things right. It's because you know who you are. And the second that you break that path or you stray from that path of yourself is the second you don't know yourself. And the second you don't know yourself is the second that she senses that. So I'm not trying to explain to you how to, you know, have a 5 out of 10 relationship or, you know, be able to retain a girlfriend for a year or two. I'm talking about how do you make it so that way when she looks at you, she says, I've never found anybody else like this in my entire life. And I literally can't replace that guy. This goes so much deeper than her just sleeping with you. This goes so much deeper than just the act of physical intimacy or lust. This actually stems into who the man is and who he says he is. And there needs to be pure congruence with that at all times. He is who he says he is. He talks the way that he wants to talk. And everything is congruent. And now she trusts you because you've been called in some way to be that way and you don't stray.